I have here an instrument that I brought. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It is called the hung.
Define.
Would you like me to show you, demonstrate?
By all means.
All right. Thank you.
Just exactly what are you unzipping?
So this is... This is an instrument. It's an instrument similar to a steel drum.
All right.
It is a steel drum.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
That's quite similar.
Yeah. It was created in the year 2000 by a Swiss man. Yes. Here you go. This is the hung.
Show it from the side, too. Bashar, it looks like a UFO, our definition of a flying saucer.
All right.
So... Here's how it sounds. Okay. Now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things sometimes people will say when they see the crafts on your planet that you refer to as UFOs, sometimes they will be silent. But very often they will also describe hearing different kinds of resonant tones in association with the craft. People on your planet have assumed, because of the way your technology works, that the sounds are the result or the effect of the motivation of the craft, when in fact the sounds are the motivating force of the craft.
Mm. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Vibration is the key. And you are on your way to understanding this, quite musically.
Yes.
Understand that we have described the concept of moving from location to location in a different way than your people think of location. The idea is that location is not a place that an object exists in. Location is one of the properties of the object. And an object in location A is not the same object when it is in location B, because now it has the vibrational resonant variable of location B, and that makes it a different object.
Yes.
If the object in location A were suddenly engulfed and overwhelmed by the vibration equation that represents the object in location B, the object would simply have no choice but to move to location B instantaneously, because that's its new vibrational signature.
I see.
So if you make sure that the craft, in that sense, is very, very thin and light, so there is not that much material in it, and so that a vibrational resonance can easily overwhelm the natural vibration of its tendency to stay in one location, then it will have no choice but to take its cue from the new vibration and move.
I see.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. If I may, one more thing.
Yes.
So, in the as I said, I don't know if you can see this on a physical level as...
We can sense the energy involved.
All right. Well,
we see it as an intricate interwoven web of patterns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as I see it, in its physical form,
yes,
it is very close approximation of a 3D rendering of the object known as a Vesica Pisces, the
yes.
intersection
yes.
of two circles.
Yes.
I've theorized that if it were a more perfect rendering of that, it would increase its, let's say, efficiency, potentiality.
Your theory is correct.
I see.
Although there are variations depending upon the different dimensions that such a device may choose to inhabit.
Can you please clarify that?
Your dimension, in that sense, will look at the Vesica Pisces in a certain way, but in other dimensions it will be of a slightly different shape, although to them it will appear to be normal. But to you, it would appear to be distorted.
I see.
Because of the dimensional vibrational difference.
I see.
Nevertheless, it is the change and shift in frequency that represents the distortion that allows the craft to go from one dimension to another. Mm. But you can begin with what you understand to be the perfect ratio for your reality.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so in that sense, would you still recommend that I research... the same thing that you recommended.
I would.
Okay.
Because it still has to do with resonance, and there is still much for you to discover in that concept. Use what works. You don't have to use what doesn't. But there are bits of information in there that you will be able to add to what you are doing that will make a difference down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Does that help you?
That does help me.
Thank you.
Thank you.